Worldview Radio and WVW-TV is made possible because of listeners like you. Thank you so much for your tax-deductible contribution that you can make at WVWFoundation.com. That's WVWFoundation.com or by calling 901-825-0652. That's 901-825-0652. You can also send your tax-deductible contribution via check to WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee 38027. That's again, WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee 38027. Thank you for helping make possible Worldview Radio and WVW-TV broadcasts.
Tonight on the Worldview Report, Adam Schiff is up to his old tricks, trying to change a law so that Democrats and globalists in the U.S. military can cover up their corrupt involvement in the January 6th Capitol riot and continue to brutalize American patriots. A new report is out on the global drive to create digital IDs, warning that the World Economic Forum-backed globalists will use them to bring about digital tyranny. And we've got more on how that armed citizen in Indiana stopped a mass shooting by putting down the shooter within 2 minutes, and why he's being hailed by local officials as a hero. And we'll also update you on Congress and their plan to make a whole range of weapons illegal to purchase under a new assault weapons ban. All these stories and more as the Worldview Report begins right now.
This is Worldview Report with host Brennan House. Whether it is news from the nation's capital or your state capital, from the classroom to the boardroom, from national security to national and local news that impacts you and your family, Worldview Report is your trusted source for vital and uncensored news. And now, here is Brennan House.
Good evening and welcome to the Worldview Report. I'm Brennan House. Trust in the federal government has never been lower, according to a new Gallup poll. The president has a trust factor of only 23%, while the Congress has even more dismal level of trust at just 7% of the American public. The military, which has the highest level of trust at 64%, is controlled by the very people hardly anyone trusts, that being the Congress and the President. So what does the federal government want to do now that it has completely lost the trust of an overwhelming majority of Americans? It wants to use the military against the people. That's according to a report in All News Pipeline. Congressman Adam Schiff, a Democrat of California, introduced an amendment to the 2022 National Defense Authorization Act on July 7th that easily passed the House. This amendment, quote, would prevent congressional oversight of the military and National Guard, allowing the globalists to use the military upon Americans, end quote. That's according to All News Pipeline, citing Julie Kelly, a writer for The American Greatness, who was the first to report on Schiff's sneaky amendment. The article concludes that this is why Americans putting our confidence in the military is, quote, setting us up for a major fall once the perfect storm hits. We'll continue to fully believe the First and Second Amendments of the U.S. Constitution are the best hope for Americans at a time when all of our major institutions have failed us, particularly our politicians and news media, end quote. New York University's Center for Human Rights and Global Justice has issued a chilling warning about the potential dangers to human rights posed by the push for digital identity. In mid-June, the Center for Human Rights and Global Justice, a hub for human rights study, they say, at New York University Law School, issued a 100-page report detailing the growing dangers of a reliance on digital identity around the world. The report is all about how we are paving the road to tyranny. And they examine the role of the World Bank and other international networks which have been promoting the use of digital ID in recent years. The report notes that the World Bank has been, quote, energetically promoting biometric and other digital ID systems that are increasingly linked to large-scale human rights violations, especially in the global south, end quote. The researchers warn that digital identity schemes, quote, promoted in the name of development and inclusion might be achieving neither, end quote. In fact, these systems, they warn, may actually pave the road for tyranny, oppression, suffering. The press release for the report notes, quote, governments around the world have been investing heavily in digital identification systems, often with biometric components, that's digital ID. The rapid proliferation of such systems is driven by a new development consensus packaged and promoted by key global actors like the World Bank, but also by governments, foundations, vendors, and consulting firms, end quote. The report states that many of the digital identity schemes are taking inspiration from the Andahar system in India. This specific digital ID model has prioritized digital ID as an, quote, economic identity, end quote, according to the report, which adds, quote, the goal of such systems is primarily to establish uniqueness of individuals, commonly with the help of biometric technologies, end quote. That's what the release states. Of course, this in turn allows for bringing in impoverished people from the informal or counter economy, as they write, to the formal economy. This also has the effect of unlocking, as they say, their behavioral data that can then be used by governments and other parties. The report also notes that the executive chairman of the influential ID4 Africa, a platform where African governments and major companies in the digital ID market meet, noted at the 2022 annual meeting in June that digital ID is no longer about identity alone, but rather it, quote, enables and interacts with authoritarian platforms, payment systems, digital signatures, data sharing, KYC systems, consent management, and sectoral delivery platforms, end quote. In other news, Dr. Deborah Birx, who served as the White House coronavirus response coordinator under President Trump, launched her tell-all book last week, in which she admits hiding and manipulating the data that was given to Trump about the coronavirus. The book is called Silent Invasion, and to quote Michael Singer, quote, reads like a how-to guide in subverting a democratic superpower from within, as could only be told through the personal account of someone who was on the front lines doing just that, end quote. Here are just a few highlights from the book gleaned from a review at Red State. Here's the first point. Birx seems to have known all along that COVID was created in a Chinese lab. Point. Birx claims to have been heavily influenced by a video we now know was a Chinese information operation. She says in her book that she and Dr. Fauci were impressed with the way COVID was being handled in Italy and China, and they relied on data from those two countries more heavily than others. Point. 15 Days to Slow the Spread, promoted heavily by Birx and then Vice President Mike Pence, was the fraud we all thought it was. Birx says in her book that the plan all along was to get Americans to accept extended lockdowns, but they knew that in order to fool most people, they had to bark out the orders a little at a time and continuously move the goalpost. She writes, quote, no sooner had we convinced the Trump administration to implement our version of a two-week shutdown than I was trying to figure out how to extend it. 15 days to slow the spread was a start, but I knew it would be just that, I didn't have the numbers in front of me yet to make the case for extending it longer, but I had 2 weeks to get them. However hard it had been to get the 15-day shutdown approved, getting another one would be more difficult by many orders of magnitude, end quote. Point. Likewise, the 10-person limit on gatherings was also a fraud, Burks writes. Quote, I had settled on 10 knowing that even that was too many, but I figured that 10 would at least be palatable for most Americans, high enough to allow for most gatherings of immediate family, but not enough for large dinner parties and, critically, large weddings, birthday parties, and other mass social events, end quote. You can see all of these excerpts and more at Red State in an article titled Former Trump COVID Honcho Burks Admits to Deceiving the White House and Just Making Stuff Up to Push Her Personal Agenda. That's the title. Speaking of Fauci and Burks, the infamous Dr. Fauci announced this week he will retire by the end of Joe Biden's term in office. He announced his intentions to retire in an interview with the left-leaning Politico on Monday. Fauci, 81, has been the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases since 1984 and became the face of the U.S. government's efforts to contain the COVID-19 pandemic. Much of what he said in 2020 to this day continues to be lies. He served on the White House Coronavirus Task Force for President Trump, along with Burks and Mike Pence. And I believe Pence, Burks, and Fauci, all three, should be held accountable for their lies. But in the current environment, that's highly unlikely. A new report released by the Texas House of Representatives on the Uvalde massacre, in which a lone gunman entered the Robb Elementary School on May 24th and murdered 19 children and two teachers, points to, quote, systematic failures, end quote, and, quote, egregious errors, end quote. Leadership and the lack of a command structure were also to blame. Nearly 400 officers, did you hear that? Nearly 400 officers responded to the scene as the gunman massacred children and teachers for 73 minutes. On the scene were 149 U.S. Border Patrol agents, 91 state police, 25 Uvalde police, 16 members of the Uvalde Sheriff's Office, and 5 members of the school district, along with police from surrounding communities. None of these 400 officers mustered up the courage to confront a single gunman. The report, 44 days in the making, comes after the release of surveillance video from the school on that day, which shows that 73 minutes passed between the time the shooter entered the school and when police took out the gunman. Reports from the press conference, well, they indicate that some victims of the shooter could have been saved had officers done their job, entered the classroom without waiting for over an hour. Texas State Representative Dustin Burroughs said, quote, the officers who knew or should have known that this was an active shooter situation by their training experience should have done more, end quote. Watch this.
Well, multiple systemic failures. Our report does not look at other comments that have been made to try to compare or contrast them whatsoever. We laid out the basic facts as we were charged with to do. And what I said early on about law enforcement, the officers who knew or should have known that this was an active shooter situation by their training experience should have done more. We are very clear on that. Not every officer on the scene had that same information and had that same opportunity to comply with their training. One of the things this committee has not done, because we're a three-person committee, is to go through and determine which law enforcement personnel knew what. What did they know and when they knew it? In order to do that, I think that's going to take many months to go through all of the different video, body camera footage, and to figure out, and I think there's other investigatory arms trying to figure out, what did this person know, when did they know it, and, you know, what did they do with it? And I think you're going to need all of that to try to make all of those questions. But we do say there was chaos on the scene, and certainly, with the chaos, people should have asked, Why is there not an incident commander? Why there's not overall commander outside the building helping try to organize that?
The Post-Millennial reports that on the day of the massacre, officers on the ground appeared to be unclear as to who was in charge. When officers attempted to go ahead into the room, they were prevented from doing so. School Police Chief Pete Arendo reportedly said, quote, "Tell them to wait," end quote, and I've removed the expletive. Watch this.
One of the things that we've learned from this is the importance of an incident commander and the information that's relayed out. We know we didn't have that here, and you're asking why the information was told the way it was. Who knew what, when? The failure to have an incident commander on the scene to receive information and to communicate with the media, I believe, in part led to some of the information that was reported inaccurately.
Well, that was former Texas Supreme Court Justice Eva Guzman. Yes, there was a lot of misinformation given out the day of the attack, in the days and even weeks afterward. Everything about this case reeks, I think, of corruption. Justice Guzman spoke very frankly and bluntly about the failure of leadership when she added this.
Those facts will allow those agencies to take a deeper dive into the actions of law enforcement and hold them accountable. The report says if you're not willing to put the lives of the people you serve, of those children, before your own, in my view, you should find another job.
Amen to that. They are definitely not fit to serve. Burroughs said during the press conference that the school was not prepared for a school shooter despite policies that were in place to prevent mass murder by an unlawful intruder. And according to the Post-Millennial, the investigation found that many of the security failures in Uvalde were similar to those that can be found across the country. We'll be right back after this break.
Hello, I'm Brandon House, and I cannot stress enough how important it is that you go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code WVW, as in Worldview Weekend. Not only will you save up to 66% on sheets, towels, blankets, dog beds, pet beds, bathrobes, slippers, moccasins, and any of the 110-plus products. Not only will you save up to 66% on your purchase by using the very powerful promo code WVW, but did you know that with each purchase, a generous portion comes back to WVW Broadcast Network? Last year in 2021, we were able to replace all of our 12-year-old plus cameras. They were at least 12 years old. They were old HD cameras. We were able to get brand new 4K cameras because you used the promo code WVW. That's how important it is. You may think, well, is it really that important? Yeah, it is. We wouldn't have, I don't think, the brand new cameras we have today if we had not had your support by going to MyPillow.com and using the promo code WVW. Now, not only do we have to buy new equipment, maintain the equipment, but we have bandwidth bill. Every month, we pay thousands of dollars in storage and bandwidth so that you can watch the free TV shows at WVW. If you listen to the radio show for free, I have to pay for the bandwidth. The radio shows and TV shows are free for you to watch, but I have to pay for the bandwidth. How do we cover that bill? One way is by those of you that go to MyPillow.com and you use the promo code WVW, as in Worldview Weekend, WVW. Will you do that right now? Will you do me another favor? Will you ask your family and friends to go to MyPillow.com? Look, we all need sheets, towels, blankets, comforters, dog beds, bathrobes, slippers, moccasins. You're not only supporting a great company and the work of Mike Lindell, you're also supporting the free radio and TV shows at WVW Broadcast Network. I really need you to go there right now. Please, don't delay. Go right now to MyPillow.com and use the promo code WVW. This is a great way for you to support our work and get something in return. Please do it right now. MyPillow.com and use the promo code WVW. Thank you.
Joe Biden's assistant health secretary, Dr. Rachel Levin, said we need to, quote, empowering, quote, kids to go on puberty blockers. The Gateway Pundit reports that Levin, a biological male who claims to be a woman, is the transgender face of the Biden regime's push for surgical and chemical castration of children. A Trump-appointed judge in Tennessee on Friday temporarily blocked Biden's radical LGBTQ policy, which includes allowing transgender workers and students to use female bathrooms and participate on female sports teams, so reports Reuters. U.S. District Judge Charles Achille Jr. ruled in favor of the 20 state attorney generals who sued the Biden regime, saying the directives infringe on states' freedom to establish their own laws on such matters. Levin was one of the several healthcare leaders who spoke at an event on climate change Monday, but he quickly changed the topic to transgenderism, stating, quote, "We really want to base our treatment and to affirm and to support and empower these youth, not to limit their participation in activities and sports and even limit their ability to get gender affirmation treatment in their state," end quote. Watch the video.
So we really want to base our treatment and to affirm and to support and empower these youth, not to limit their participation in activities and sports, and even limit their ability to get gender affirmation treatment in their state.
So-called gender-affirming treatment, folks, means hormone blockers and mutilating surgeries. As the Gateway Pundit notes, quote, "This man is evil and dangerous," end quote. Monkeypox infections in New York City are overwhelmingly being found in men, with more than half of cases being detected among lesbian, gay, bisexual, or queer people as well. New York City public health officials revealed for the first time a demographic snapshot of the people who have been infected with the tropical virus. They are all men, and among those who have reported their sexuality, almost all are gay or bisexual. Of the 336 cases in the city, the most of any singular locality in America, 321 are among men, with no confirmed cases among women. The remaining 5% of cases are split between transgender persons and cases where the gender is unknown. According to data from the New York City Health, every single person with a confirmed infection in the city is between the ages of 20 and 69, with a median age of 35. Police on Monday identified the citizen who intervened in a mass shooting in Greenwood, Indiana, and put down the shooter before more shoppers could be killed. He is Elisha Dickin, a 22-year-old Indian American who is being praised by local officials as a hero for stopping the mass shooter who gunned down four people and wounded two others at Greenwood Park Mall on Sunday. The gunman, named by the county coroner as Jonathan Saperman, was shot and killed at the scene by Dickin, who took action only two minutes into the rampage, so reports Heavy.com. The mayor and police chief are calling Dickin, quote, "the Good Samaritan," end quote. In a Monday news conference, the police chief described the dramatic confrontation between Dickin and the shooter, who had opened fire on innocent people who were sitting in the food court, so reports Heavy.com. They believe Dickin saved many lives. Greenwood Police Chief Jim Eisen described the heroic act as follows, quote, "His actions were nothing short of heroic. He engaged the gunman from last night, if not for a responsible armed citizen that took action very quickly within the first 2 minutes of this shooting," end quote. Dickin was carrying his gun lawfully, police said, under the state's new constitutional carry law, although the mall had a policy of not allowing weapons on its property, a policy that Dickin thankfully did not obey. Indiana's constitutional carry law went into effect July 1st. The law was only 2 weeks old, and it already has led to saving scores of lives. In our commentary tonight, we look at Congress and their attempt to take action this week on a bill banning so-called assault weapons. Fresh off their gun control victory last month that will fund red flag laws, among other anti-gun measures, Joe Biden and congressional Democrats are not going to stop. they received more than adequate help from scores of Rhino Republicans to pass their first gun control bill and will need a few to cross over again on the so-called assault weapons ban. According to Ben and Aaron Doerr of the American Firearms Association, they may not have a problem getting Republican rhinos to join them in their latest attempt to disarm law-abiding American gun owners. If you think this bill targets AR-15s only, you would be wrong. The list of banned guns under this bill is reportedly 64 pages long. Take a listen.
Well, folks, it's going to be a huge week in the fight to defend our gun rights in Washington, D.C. If you haven't heard the news, there's a major fight coming on an assault weapons ban in Washington, D.C. The radical left got a big win, got a big victory just last month, and they're going for broke trying to ban the AR-15 and hundreds of other firearms. Wednesday, correct?
Yep, 10 a.m. Eastern time on the East Coast, obviously, in D.C. The hearing is going to be, I think it's in the House Judiciary Committee under Jerry Nadler. This guy's a total communist thug. He's the one who passed the last big gun control bill, went through his committee. He wants to do this again.
But let's be clear on one thing. The Democrats can all call us whatever they want. This is an absolute attempt to ban your right to own not just an AR-15, but hundreds of specifically mentioned firearms in this bill. Every similar style firearm, if it's big, if it holds lots of ammo, if it's big caliber, they're coming for it with H.R. 1808. It bans your guns. It bans your magazines. And folks, it is the precursor to taking away the guns that we already own.
I mean, we all know what happens here. If they can get this passed, they're gonna make it as bad as they possibly can. H.R. 1808 is a 64-page bill, and it lists off everything from Barrett's to Remington's to Colt's to H&K's. The list is exhaustive. We read it off one of our live videos on our YouTube channel the other day. The list is exhaustive. It's 64 pages long. This is what they want to pass, and they're going to hammer it through if we don't fight and stop them. And I would say, Aaron, that when it comes to the Senate, people say, well, the Senate's not going to pass this stuff. The Republicans, they already passed $750 million worth of red flag gun confiscation funding. Republicans just voted in favor of Steve Dettelbach to head up the dog killing ATF. Okay. The Republicans just did this in the last couple of weeks. We have no reason to believe that some of these retiring GOP rhinos won't join with the Democrats and pass an assault weapons ban bill too.
The House Judiciary Committee will be taking up H.R. 1808 this week. If this passes, this legislation will make it a crime to buy an AR-15 or magazines that hold over 10 rounds for any firearm. It's a good bet that the gun 22-year-old Elisha Dickin used to save people from a mass shooter in Indiana this past weekend held more than 10 rounds. Without it, many more would be dead. So we encourage you to contact your member of Congress and ask them to vote against H.R. 1808. Well, that does it for this edition of the Worldview Report. We thank you for watching and telling your friends about it. Remember, you can support us in a few ways. One, by simply going to MyPillow.com and using the promo code B66. When you use that code, we get credit. Not only can you go to MyPillow.com, but you can now go to MyStore.com and get the brand new My Coffee. We have tried it. I love it. I actually have some in my cup right now. I like the mild. You can get it in light, mild, dark roast. You can get it whole beans. You can grind it yourself. You can get it ground. You can get it in 2-pound bags, 12-ounce bags. All the guys in the control room, they love it. We love it. It's 100% organic. You know what that means? Not sprayed. That's awesome, because I think coffee, I've been told, is one of the most sprayed crops around. Not a good idea, right? So this is 100% organic, and you're supporting freedom and liberty, this show, this network, Mike's work, so everybody wins. Try it. My Coffee. You can only get it now at mystore.com, but use the promo code B66. When you use that promo code B66, you not only get savings, but a percentage of each purchase comes back to keep this show going. We're a listener-supported show. We have to pay everybody that's involved. It takes a team of us seven, about 15 man-hours a day to put it all together each and every day. So check out mystore.com. check out My Coffee. Be sure to use the code B66. Then you can go to WVWTVstore.com. WVWTVstore.com. We just got eight pallets of freeze-dried food with a 25-year shelf life. We are cranking out the orders. It will take about 3 to 4 weeks to get your order due to the volume. It takes a long time to pack up all this freeze-dried food. Some of you are ordering 6 months, a year. You don't pack that up in 5 minutes. That's a job. So our team is working as fast as possible. You might want to get your order in. I think the globalists are planning something big for this fall. I mean, there's got to be a reason they're running PSAs in New York warning about a nuclear attack in New York and what to do, right? We know the World Health Organization is looking at maybe declaring another pandemic for monkeypox, and cities are now talking about mask mandates. Who knows what they're going to do? But if you don't want to be caught under their thumb, you might want to have your own food and water supply. All the details and emergency supplies available at WVWTVstore.com. WVWTVstore.com. And then finally, if you like what we're doing, bringing you programming and news through the lens of a Christian worldview, then you can support Worldview Weekend Foundation by going to WVWFoundation.com. WVWFoundation.com and make a contribution of any size. Our mission statement is to use media and the technology today to proclaim the truth of a Christian worldview, to proclaim the news through the lens of a Christian worldview, so people know how to think and how to respond through the lens of a Christian worldview. That's our mission and our statement. You can go to WVW Foundation to support us. You'll also find our mailing address there if you prefer to support us through the mail. WVWFoundation.com. 6 networks have now picked up the program. We let them have it free of charge. So we're educating and informing a lot of people. And if you want it to continue, we have to have your support. Thank you. Well, that's our broadcast. Till next time, I'm Brandon House. May God save America. Take care.
Hello, I'm Brandon House. Have you watched Worldview Report? That is our new nightly Worldview broadcast. It's a 30-minute nightly television broadcast. It takes about 7 of us 15 man hours a day to put this all together. You'll see what I mean and how quality it is when you watch it for free at WVWTV.com. That's our 30-minute new nightly news report. But you know what else we're doing? We're taking this and putting it at worldviewradio.com each day as an MP3. For those of you that want to just listen to it while you walk the dog, work in the kitchen, drive in the car, work out. So we're putting it up not only as a TV show, but as an MP3 as well at worldviewradio.com. We're also now taking my 90-minute live television show that airs Monday through Friday, Brandon House Live, and we're now posting that also as a free MP3 at worldviewradio.com. So you can listen to Worldview Radio, my daily radio show, as you have for years at worldviewradio.com. You can listen to my 30-minute nightly news broadcast as now an MP3 at worldviewradio.com. And you can listen to my 90-minute live television show now as an MP3 at worldviewradio.com. Now, not only are these all at worldviewradio.com, you can also watch them as a TV show at WVWTV.com. Now, here's the deal. Did you know we spend thousands of dollars a month in bandwidth, paying for the bandwidth for people to watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows for free? Not only that, do you know what it costs to keep a staff going that helps me with all this? Did you know that we also have a utility bill that is like $1,500 to $1,700, close to $2,000 a month? Because even in the Mid-South, pretty much have to keep the air conditioning going year-round or the servers could overheat. And we also are pulling a lot of electricity with our TV studio. So think about our utility bill, our insurance, the people we hire and have to pay to keep working on our team, the bandwidth we pay for, our broadband high-speed internet. You cannot believe the thousands and thousands of dollars it takes to do the television and radio programs we're doing at the quality we're doing them. Please go right now to WVWFoundation.com and make a contribution. WVWFoundation.com. You can also use our mailing address, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee, 38027. That's again, WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee, 38027. Thank you so much for your support.